10.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? All right. Yeah, you know, we're going to let the music play a little longer. I think people like dancing and grooving before they start hearing their medical news. Why not? You know, I mean, we could just go from talk to news to talk, but I really think we need to boogie down. I think dance is extremely healthy. It's extremely expressive, right? It gets the circulation going. And sometimes the music is better than the content of what you're listening to, right? All right. Joanne writes, doctor, why do I have to have an extra nurse in the room? My OB-GYN is female and she brings in a friend. Why can't I say no to an audience? I've been asked this throughout the years. Why do I have to have somebody in the room if my doctor is a female? Are you guys kind of getting bugged by the whole chaperone thing? I know. I mean, when we were in medical school, especially for the male medical students, told, all right, I have a female nurse in the room, so nobody could ever say, you know. But many of us female doctors, I remember in certain situations, the clinic settings, they're like, okay, good. Dolly is a girl, so she could go in and we don't have to, you know, lose a nurse. Nurse can do all the work. And I was like, all right, fine, you know. Or I would go in and help chaperone the male doctors. Not that I'm watching, you know, like the male doctors need chaperone, but you know, it's there to protect yourself. But more and more we're seeing, especially in this, the latest decade, that female doctors are having female chaperones. And again, it's just all part of the way society is going, where it's getting just colder and colder and more distant and less trustful. And that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, even me as a physician, knowing other doctors, when I go into a doctor many times, yep, the female's in the room. And I'm like, fine, you know, I guess the more the merrier. But I find it frustrating. I don't really want an audience there when I'm undressed or when I'm having certain exams. And with me, you know, it's I'm in the doctor every few months for something. I got to go for my colonoscopy. And last time I went, the whole room was men. So I'm assuming the same thing is going to happen this time around. I mean, we have a lot more men in healthcare than we in terms of nursing staff than we used to. It used to be always female. Now we have a lot of men, and that's fine. You know, I like the guys, and I'll make sure my butt looks really cute. But it happens. Do you have a right to say no? You do. You do have a right to say no. I don't want another person in the room. Now, will your doctor still take care of you? It depends. Okay, again, you know, many of us doctors, we start out in medicine all happy-go-lucky, untarnished by any ways, thinking all patients are just peachy and the sweetest little things from heaven, until you start to see some evil side to people. And depending on what your doctor's experience is with liability or with having patients, they may say, well, to heck with that. Now, another reason why we're starting to see nurses in the room is not so much for worry that somebody could claim sexual assault, etc., is it's somebody who could witness the historical account of data being shared. You know, remember when I told you I had that mother and daughter? Daughter came in, teenager with a breast lump. I said, look, we're going to do an ultrasound. It's probably just a cyst, fibroadenoma. I doubt it's anything worrisome, but we'll do an ultrasound. The mom goes, oh, but doctor, what about a mammogram? And I said, mammograms are worthless in this age group. An ultrasound is going to tell us a lot more for what we need, because she's under 18. And, you know, an ultrasound's a lot easier to do on a teenager, and many times it really picks up the cyst easily. She went to the breast doctor had the cyst removed and everything was fine. Well, 9 months later, mom comes to see me for her physical, and many of you already know this story pretty well. And mom, comes in for her blood work, et cetera. And I go, okay, did you do your mammogram this summer? Like, you were due for it. She's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, why not? She said, well, you said it was a worthless test. I go, what are you talking about? I never said a mammogram's a worthless test. She said, yes, you did, and my daughter's a witness. Okay, so now it's two against one. I'm like, no, I said it was a worthless test for your daughter during your daughter's visit, which is, again, why whenever we talk about using red flag words, don't use those words. Don't use those words that can be remembered and then twisted later. A lot of doctors are like, you know what, I'm going to have a nurse in the room. This way, the nurse signs the note that she witnessed everything I talked about, and there's no discussion. But honestly, it really stinks. Remember just the good old days, doctor would walk in, take a look at you, no big deal, or come to your house. You know, now it's like you have to have an entourage. And it's very frustrating. It's very, I think, sometimes intimidating. And it just puts more walls up against patient and doctor. And we don't really need more walls. You know, look at this. You and I don't have a wall. Look how close we are. Look at how we're connecting. Yeah, your car dashboard is, you know, a little bit of a barrier. But, I mean, look how close. And I don't have a witness in the room. See? Yeah, it's just you and me talking. Nobody else is listening, right? Okay. All right. So, hang in there. Hello? Oh, well, Donovan's listening. Hey, Donovan, how you doing, buddy? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More hantavirus news, I guess issues with breast cancer and radiation. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Many of your questions, of course, many of your comments, we're going to get to. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Yeah, Donovan does listen to the show. I know. Exciting news. Next week, my live broadcast goes to mornings from 9 a.m. to noon. It should not affect when you are listening to the Dr. Dalia Show. It shouldn't affect that. Wherever your affiliates or XM is playing, you'll still get it. But for those of you that want to call in and be on the show, 9 to noon. So, you know, listen to us on demand. Listen to us on your Android app. Still working on the iPhone app, but your Android app is free. Listen to us on GCNlive.com. And many of you will now be able to listen to me at work. It's going to be nice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.28, $869.14 for a half ounce, or $434.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.28, $869.14, and $434.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of controversy over this Texas plan to increase the speed limit to 85 miles per hour on a new toll road. So I guess if you want to drive that fast, you got to pay for it. We talked about this yesterday. The move by the Texas Transportation Commission on August 30th had been expected since the state legislature last year approved 85 miles per hour limit for stretches of the new road. Many U.S. highways already have 75 miles an hour, some 80. I think some places in Utah, 80. Some people were telling me even 85 up in places with Utah, in Utah. However, many people have been kind of concerned, right? Because when we used to drive 55 miles an hour, or we had the speed limit go up to the 60s and, you know, sometimes 70s, at 65 miles an hour, we went up to 80. So now, with an 85 mile per hour, good chance we're going up to hundreds. Well, I always love talking to my truckers because, you know, our truckers spend more time on the road than any of us. And, you know, they have truckersforum.net, which I decided to park my rear axle on. Yeah, am I using the lingo right? Right? Park it. Yeah, park my flatbed. Okay, park my flatbed on. And I decided to post it, see what our truckers think. Let me see. One of them suggested, okay, I got to be careful. They say if the limit is 85, people will be going 90 to 105. I remember rolling. Oh, this is Rig Jockey. I remember rolling in 90 miles per hour convoys when the speed limit was 55. 90 miles an hour is dang fast, and I was worn out from it. But man, that was fun, and that was trucking. Okay, that's good. They say lots of truckers drive 55 miles an hour. This is skateboard. I like skateboard. He's a cutie. Three-lane highway, that's going to cause problems when people come up on the truck, slow down, then pull into the middle lane. Then the people in the middle lane slam on their brakes, then pull over to the third lane. Yeah, guys, you got to stop doing that to our truckers. I'm sure it'll be blamed on the trucker, though, so it's a win for the four-wheelers. All right. Now people are all come now. Okay, now it starts getting kind of nasty. People are starting to scream. Because, okay, so I won't move on. But anyway, I do think fatalities will go up. I think whenever you say 85 miles per hour, it's considered a guideline. Okay, I mean, and listen, take it from me. I sped. I got my share of speeding tickets. I probably got more speeding tickets than degrees, you know? I mean, I probably spent more speeding tickets than months in school. I got a lot of speeding tickets. Now, I did get out of a lot of speeding tickets. I know how to get out. I mean, easier in my 20s than I now. Yeah, never say I have to go to the bathroom. That really doesn't work. That was the last thing I did. I have to go to the bathroom. You know, that was horrible. I couldn't get out of the ticket. My son was in the car with me, one of them. You know, I mean, really, if I got to teach him something, if I'm going to teach my progeny, right, something that I used to do so eloquently and execute so well is how to get out of a ticket. And here I am not looking as cute and going, sorry, officer, I had to go to the bathroom. He's like, well, I'll write your ticket really fast. You could go to the bathroom. Thank you, officer. That was horrible. Oh, that was horrible. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dali, you're talking about the 85 mile an hour speed limit and people doing 100. Well, they're dumb enough to do 100 mile an hour and crash. And there's a fatality. I believe that's what they call calling their herd. Thank you.
Yeah, but my worry is the fatalities they could cause everybody else, you know. The reason why I bring up my truckers is because I had started a thread on what are some stupid things that we do as non-truckers to you guys, because I used to drive, I drove a lot on the highway. I drove Vegas to Phoenix all the time, Vegas to LA, Vegas to Reno. So I drove, I've spent a lot of time on the highway, and yeah, you know, when there's a, you know, truck there, a lot of times you're like, oh man, it's gonna slow us down, so I need to pass the truck. And, it's interesting because many of us do stupid things, so we'll try to pass the truck, so we aren't behind a truck, right? Nobody wants to be driving behind a truck because of visibility and the truck usually goes slower. Truckers can't speed. If they speed, they could lose their job. So, of course, you're going to think you're behind something slow because they're actually following the speed limit. But for those of us that always go 10 to 15 miles over the speed limit, and I do it too, I even tell my husband, I'm sitting in the passenger side, I go, we're too slow. He's like, no, we're not too slow, we're the speed limit. I'm like, are you kidding me? Speed limit, step on it. Yeah, I mean, we all do it. It's bad. But I'll probably go through these a little bit later in the week on what are some stupid things that we do. Like, you know, cutting off a truck and then hitting the brakes because you're about to miss your exit. This is Rubber Duck. I like Rubber Duck. He's cool. He says, don't cut off a truck and then hit your brakes because you're about to miss your exit. Okay, that could be certain death. Right? And, you know, like, yeah, I got that. Let me see what else are they saying here. I'm sorry. I love listening to this. They go, don't blind us by flashing your brights to indicate it's safe to return to the lane. Usually just about the time I look in my mirror to see where you are, pal, that's when the brights get flashed. Now you've blinded me for 3 seconds. The truck travels 90 feet per second. I will have traveled almost the length of a football field before my right vision restores itself. A lot can happen in that distance. Are you guys blinding? Are you blinding? Are truckers can't be doing that. Another one writes, this is Gus. Trucks weigh up to 80,000 pounds. A car weighs up to 5,000 pounds. You will not win that battle no matter how right you think you are. Honestly, you guys do abuse the truckers because I know I used to. There was I call it a single lane, but it's not a single lane. It's a two lane, but you know, you only have one lane for each side. So you don't really have a double lane unless there's a passing lane. When I was doing the Reno to Vegas drive, I could do it in 7 hours, very long. But yeah, there's only one lane. There's a truck you want to pass. And, you know, these truckers are pretty good guys. I mean, they'll pull over and let you pass, et cetera. But just every now and then check in with these, you know, trucker forums and kind of get an idea because I've always found them to be very protective of me. And I call them the amigos. One time there were three trucks that kind of drove the whole way when I drove. And, you know, they helped cover me, you know, when a smoky came by. And I just felt they were my amigos. And so they're really there to help. Okay, because what are they doing? They're bringing the Walmart meat. They're bringing the Tampax tampons. I mean, they are hauling some pretty good freight. They're not there to be in your way. They're just there to do their job. Okay, so you can't turn to something stupid and cut them off just because you're in a hurry. Okay, but my favorite thing the truckers do is they flash their lights to let me know that a cop is coming. That is extremely valuable. They've probably saved me thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars in tickets. I mean, that's how good they are. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Julia writes, Doctor, I'm having a vaginal hysterectomy next week and I'm worried. I have early cervical cancer and my doctor wants to do a hysterectomy. Wouldn't the traditional abdominal hysterectomy be better? If I have cancer in the vagina, could it spread upwards? I know. Sorry, I had all the kind of male audience, and now we're so. This way, you guys could listen to this. This way, you could advise your girl what kind of hysterectomy to get. Okay, nowadays the big thing is if you're going to have surgery, you get it done through the vagina. Doctors are learning how to take everything out of the vagina. They could take kidneys out of the vagina. They could take gallbladders out of the vagina. Next, you're going to see wisdom teeth. They're going to extract wisdom teeth up and out of the vagina. Now, why would they do that? I don't know about the wisdom teeth. All right. But the reason why is less scarring and it's a much easier post-operative period. Now, what if though you have some sort of cancer growing in that area? Is it a bad idea? It depends on how much the cancer is spread and where they're at. You know, many doctors may opt for the abdominal so they could look around, take more samples. But for some, depending on if it's early cervical cancer, yeah, they may still be able to do the vaginal hysterectomy and it won't seed it. Because, I mean, remember, your uterus and your cervix is getting removed no matter what, whether they come in from above the abdomen or they come in from below the vagina. So either way, the same tissues are getting cut. So what we call seeding, you know, cancer spreading through the other parts of the body, I don't think there's much of a difference with that. The abdominal hysterectomy, though, it takes a heck of a lot longer for you to recover. When I get my hysterectomy done, and I'm hoping I get it for, you know, maybe my next birthday, or I don't know, this surgery kind of winded me. I don't know if I'm ready for the hysterectomy yet, but I can't wait. Oh, trust me, y'all hear about it. Oh, yeah, pictures, post pictures. I'll probably do the vaginal way. I mean, it's not like I'm using it that much these days. So, you know, I think it's easier. And remember scarring too. You know, after my umbilical hernia surgery, I think I'm going to be able to, you know, model bikinis. And at that point, I don't think I'm going to want abdominal hysterectomy surgical scars. Model bikini for elephants. I could model a bikini. All right. Donovan, I don't know if Donovan could model male Speedos. I don't know. I've never seen Donovan in a bathing suit. Let's ask him after break. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Later when you're fiddling around on Facebook, don't forget to search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find us on Facebook and connect. Also find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia Connect there as well. Like I said, we're still working on the iPhone app, but we do have the Droid app. Download that and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. The last few shows hook up to podcasts, archives, etc. I'm going to be back in full force next week. I saw my surgeon today, you know, because I had surgery last week. He's like, all right, Dahlia, if you feel up to it, you could go back to work. If I feel up to it, I've been back at work. I've been working. I wasn't supposed to work. I was back to work. I was back on air. I mean, I did a much lighter schedule, but yeah, here I am cleared to go back to work on Monday. Well, I'm not supposed to lift anything. I'm not supposed to pole dance. Yeah, but he knows what kind of work I do. So I don't, so no pole dancing. So, I'm able to go back to work. So like I said, Monday we are launching, the new hours. It's going to be the morning Dr. Dahlia Show 9 to noon, which is going to really be good for you all, because I'm going to be more energetic. You know, it's hard to do the show after a long day. Everybody at GCN has been phenomenal. And if you remember, on KDWN in Las Vegas, I used to do the show live at 11 o'clock at night. God bless everybody at KDON. It was fun to do the show, but I was never sleeping, and I had to take naps during the day, even more than I take naps now, and it was difficult. So then when I moved to GCN, was able to do the show 6 to 9 at night, and then now finally get 9 to noon hours, which is a phenomenal upgrade. And so I know many of you are like, you know, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, you really need more energy. You know, you talk really slow. And you sound like you're winding down. So imagine sounding like this now and on Monday being all zippy. I can't wait. No, don't worry. It won't be too zippy, because I know some of you aren't morning people. See, I'm a morning person. I get up in the morning. I am a morning person. I am ready to go. The worst time of the day, we've talked about this, 2 to 5. And 2 to 5 is the worst time for many people. After lunch, your body starts to absorb a lot of the glucose. And now, why would your body slow down and get tired? Is it the sugar that's making you tired? It's a variety of things. Remember, your body, when it wants to digest, it kicks in more of the parasympathetic as opposed to the sympathetic. Now, we've talked about the sympathetic system versus the parasympathetic. And we're honestly, my show, I'm sympathetic to both sides. The sympathetic, that's funny in medical humor. If you were in medical school, you would have giggled. That was as funny. You think it's funny. Sorry. All right. It's going to sound funny for my morning show. I'll reuse that joke for the morning peeps. That's what I'll do. But sympathetic system is your, you know, flight or fright, right? You're running, you're fleeing, your epinephrine kicks in, and so you don't do things like digest and urinate and defecate and salivate, because you're in the flight or fright response. That's your sympathetic nervous system. Your parasympathetic nervous system is when things start to relax a little bit. You know, then you could urinate after you finish running track and relax. Then you could start to perspire more and sweat and salivate more, etc. And so when you're running around and doing things, etc., you know, it's hard to digest food. Well, if you've just eaten and the body really wants to take this in, what happens? It slows down, makes you tired, so you wind down. And that's why a lot of people take siestas. Me gusta siesta. I love siestas. I love them. Or a lot of times in Europe, people will close down, take a 2-hour lunch, and they take a little mini nap after they eat. You know, many people say, well, you don't take a nap after you eat because it'll turn to fat. It doesn't turn to fat that quickly. And keep in mind, it may actually help you with your weight, because if you are eating on the run, which a lot of us do, your body doesn't metabolize things correctly. Remember, your body knows what to do in terms of metabolizing, okay? It's got a system, right? You know, you got your esophagus, you got your stomach, you have your pancreas, you have your bile ducts, you have your jejunum and your duodenum, and you have your colons. And I mean, your body knows what to do at each part. And your body, remember, your body isn't there to pick up fat and to make you fat. Your body is to pick out whatever ingredients it needs. Okay, let the body get the vitamins that it needs. Okay, remember we were talking a long time ago that calcium helps people lose weight, and many of us aren't getting enough calcium, and many diets are saying, look, let's increase calcium because it may help you lose weight. A lot of times our lack of taking in our vitamins and minerals can inhibit us from actually losing weight. So let's let your body, now, don't eat, though, a supersized lunch. Okay, if you're eating regular small portions throughout the day, then you'll also probably notice you have more energy. But when you eat one big, huge, fattening meal, your body's going to be like, okay, whoa, I got to digest some of this. I need everybody to wind down. And no, you can't run a mile and try to burn off the lunch before it gets through. What's going to happen is your bowels are going to stop. They're going to wait until after you exercise, and then they're going to just, you know, probably go into overdrive trying to pick up the nutrients or whatever came into the body. So it's all moderation, people. A little bit of food here, a little bit of food there. In between the food, exercise, keep your activity up, keep walking, keep moving, keep dancing, keep grooving, And oh my gosh, that was a poem. Keep moving, keep grooving. Oh, that was brilliant. I'm going to have to replay the replay, make a song out of that. Another YouTube. Here comes another YouTube video. Well, I'm excited about that one. All right. So, now, there's a study, or not a study, but there's a report now that schools are thinking about pushing start times back to give sleepy students more time in the mornings. So remember, we used to wake up at 5 o'clock to get our hair done so we could catch the bus at 6:15? I hated catching the bus at 6:15. So anyway, let me read this. They say, researchers now say that the transition for high school kids from late summer nights to the abrasive early wake-ups, oh, boo-hoo for them, is hard, not only because they miss the fun, but their circadian rhythm. Now, they say many teenagers naturally have the circadian rhythm that causes them to stay up later at night and sleep in during the day. Why would that happen? Why, when we are teenagers, do we naturally become more night owls? To get pregnant. It's to get pregnant. I'm not joking. Because remember, in caveman days, we were fertile. Our most fertile when we are in our high school years. So the nighttime is the time to get all fertile. And then you go to sleep and hopefully the egg and sperm, you know, have plenty of time and can move and do what they need to do without you jumping around in the morning. That's why as teenagers, and kind of college age, we're more night owls. And then in the morning we sleep. Remember, our bodies were not designed to have fun and play on iPads and YouTube and go to school. Our bodies were designed to get pregnant and impregnate. Okay? Now, Dr. Shelby Harris, Director of Behavioral Sleep Medicine, says when you start to become a teenager, your circadian rhythm starts to shift, meaning your melatonin starts coming out later, your natural wake time starts to happen later, so it shifts later, and then most teens' natural bedtime is 1 a.m. Also, cool shows like Nick at Night and Family Guy, South Park. I see what my kids are doing. Unfortunately, though, if kids aren't getting 9 to 10 hours sleep, they're going to bed at 1, waking up at 6. So Glens Falls High School in upstate New York has pushed their start time from 7:45 to 8:30. Now, it's not a huge shift, but they want to see if it'll do some good. I got to be honest, I don't think that's a bad idea. They say in 2002, two school districts in Minneapolis shifted their starts back from 8:30 to hope that their students will go to sleep by 11 and sleep until 8. All right, this would be kind of fascinating to see what happens. Do these kids do better? Do they have less chance of obesity? That's kind of interesting. Now, honestly, for those of you that grew up on a farm, I mean, you grew up when the rooster did cock-a-doodle-doo. You got up at the crack of dawn and you worked and then you went to bed kind of early. You did fine. But, you know, things are different now. We really need to kitten glove our teenagers. Right? Life is so rough. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Mike, what's going on?
Hey, say it ain't so. You're going to daytime now, huh?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to be doing 9 to noon. But you can listen to me.
I work 9 to noon.
You do? Can you listen to me at work? What kind of work you do?
Well, I'm a construction worker, so I'm out there. But I listen to you online by my iPod and, you know, by Wi-Fi. And now I won't be able to have any social intercourse with you now during the night time.
Oh, you know, I, as much as I like having intercourse at night, I'm a morning person. You could ask my husband. Yeah, well, but wait a second. Does your, I mean, can, like, you know, if you don't have an Android, you know, GCN Live will play you. Like, if you have your phone, GCN Live
yeah,
has an app, so you could be listening.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've got it. I already got it. I had it a long time ago, just to get your show.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, I'm sorry about that. I know, because I know a lot of people, they come home from work and they wind down with my relaxing, soothing voice. I get it.
Yes, you have a very mellifluous voice. It's soothing. And the other night I was just about to fall asleep, and then you had this big discussion on anal sex, and I woke right up and I just listened to that. And then you must have had like a good rating that night, I'll tell you.
I know. Somebody asked if anal sex was safe for the girl. You know, I thought it was very nice of him, you know, to worry about the girl. That was nice. Well, look, Mike.
It is.
Well, look. Go ahead.
And that part of the body just isn't, you know that. It's just not made for that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. But
anyway, to get off the subject, I'm going to miss you because this is the time I listen to you at night and I wind down, and it's really cool to listen to you.
You can still hear the show. I mean, I won't be live at night. I'm going to be live during the day. You know, and I know it's not the same. People don't like thinking they're hearing delayed.
I'm going to have to either that or listen to you after hours or something like that.
My website, it says on demand. So when you come home,
if you want
to listen to it, just click it. Yeah. You know, I know you and Donovan have had a great relationship too, right? We've been through a lot, Mike. We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have, dear.
Yeah, we have.
Yes,
all right, how's your parents, by the way? Are your parents good?
You got a top-notch show, and, if you're going to date, it's better for you too.
I need it. I need the mornings because otherwise my kids don't do their homework at night. Well, anyway, Mike, God bless you. I'm sure I'm going to talk to you again soon, okay?
I'll try to get to you and listen to you in the 9 to 12?
Yeah, 9 to 12. Oh, no, wait. Well, wait a second. That's 9 to 12 Pacific, so that's going to be noon to 3 Eastern. You're back east, right?
Noon to 3 Eastern. Okay. All right, I'll have to get some repeats on your show and email you questions or something like that.
That's what I'm here for.
Is that going to start next week?
Yeah, it starts Monday. Yep.
All right, girl. Take care, Eva, and good luck.
You too, Mike, and say hi to your parents for me, okay? God bless. All right, guys, 1-877-DOLLY. You see, somebody listens to my show. You see? Oh, come on, quit making fun of them. Come on. What? You guys are too cool. You're too cool to call in and admit you listen to the show too. I know. You know, it's funny. Some of my in-laws listen to the show. And, the very first time one of them admitted it, you could see they were a little bit like, you know, I don't give me crap for doing it, but I listen to Dolly. I was like, yeah, see, that's cool. That's cool. Come on, we're cool people. All right. Okay. What else is cool? Looks like children, this is very interesting. They say 1 in 5 children say it is, maybe I should read it this way. Children think that being seen with a book is not cool. And it looks like 1 in 5 children, I mean, we're talking young kids, already think that if they're walking around with a book, it doesn't look too cool. Really, guys? Really? Okay, I thought a guy who studied was very sexy. Honestly, I dug the whole glasses studying thing. The problem is everybody I dated read Cliff Notes, including myself. But you want to know what? That means they had some gumption. I mean, to know to go. I don't think they have Cliff Notes anymore. I was at UNLV. I'm being honored as a alumnus of the year for the UNLV Honors College. I was in honors. I was in the honors program. I know, hard to believe, especially with my grammar. Yeah, I was. And so anyway, I was talking to the dean, you know, about the event. And of course, I decided to go back down memory lane. So I was walking around UNLV. And, you know, of course, everything's changed around from when I was there 20-some years ago. And I walk into the bookstore, and they have, I don't know what it's called now, flash notes or something. And my husband goes, this is now the new Cliff Notes. Now, I think all of us can agree we lived on Cliff Notes in the 80s. Great Gatsby, Julius Caesar. I mean, I read Cliff Notes for everything. To Kill a Mockingbird, no, I actually read the real book. I read the real book. Catch on the Rye, I read the real book. I would not read Cliff Notes for Catch on the Rye because that book was so funny and it was such a great book that you really don't want to miss anything with the Cliff Notes because the Cliff Notes won't put the cuss words in there. Cuss words are funny. But I'm looking at that and those Cliff Notes versions looks like they're like 50 pages each. I told my husband at that point, but it's not called Cliff Notes anymore. They're called, I don't know, Flash something, Flash. Yeah, so anyway, that I don't understand what kids do these days. I mean, if you're going to do Cliff Notes, it should be like a 12-pager. But anyway, I thought guys were pretty sexy. Anyway, going back to this. They say your reading is in decline due to other pressures on children's time, such as the internet, video games, and television. According to National Literary Trust, only 33.5% of youngsters agree that reading is cool. That's only a third, with the figure falling to 14% once they're teenagers. Some 17% admitted that they would be embarrassed if my friend saw me read. Oh, come on, guys. Buck up. But, you know, tell your, you know, I used to do that. I don't understand how you guys do that. Yeah, I succumb to peer pressure all the time. I did. But honestly, when I, you know, with some of my friends, I just told them to shut the heck up. I go, leave me alone. Okay, I'd like to graduate high school. It's not cool to be a 25-year-old high schooler. You want coolness, graduate high school. I had no problem telling my friends to shut up. No problem at all. Yeah, I had less friends. 3 in 10 youngsters read daily on their own, down from 4 in 10 to 2005. But I gotta also admit, we have a very conditioned and spoiled youth. I mean, take a look at the movie The Avengers, okay? I made the mistake of having my kids try and watch Superman from the 70s and 80s about a week or two after they saw The Avengers, because I knew the Superman movie was going to come out and I wanted them to see the original. And they were kind of bored by it. My younger son liked Superman 2. They thought Superman 2 was a little better, and I thought so too, than Superman 1. But, I mean, look how hyper-stimulated and colorful and action-packed these new shows are. Now, I thought Avengers was very well done, but it's getting tougher and tougher to beat. Look at the Transformer movies. I mean, how much more technical and intricate and computer imagery and software-y or whatever they do with these movies now, I mean, how much more can you get? It's almost exhausting to watch some of these movies because they have to pack all that stuff in. Well, in the olden days, your TV was black and white. Yes, I Love Lucy was great, but it wasn't so hyper-stimulatory that you could actually open up a book and use your imagination. Well, now I think we have completely supersaturated so much of our receptors in our brain that after getting done with a Transformer movie or an Avenger movie or a Twilight or a, I don't know, what else do these kids watch? Or even SpongeBob SquarePants with the speed. You really don't have that much, you know, leeway to expand your imagination when you're reading a book. It's our fault, people. And now the kids don't think they're cool. All right. Well, guys, we've got another hour coming up, so please stay with us. If not, don't go. Have a great rest of the day. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from Eat Foods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.